This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon us, and it's a bright day, always a bright day here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen for your listening and dancing pleasure. Victoria's off this week. We have, I was thinking about the large universe to whom we speak, Jennifer. We have a million or so people that listen to us over the course of a week. It's kind of thrilling, or is it? Do you even think about it that way? I don't really think about it.
I think of it as one person.
Yeah, you and me. And Kara and one other person. There's one other person. We're doing all this for one other person. That's kind of swell. All right, so as we think about it, we contemplate our bigness in the universe or our smallness in the universe. What do you have that is big on the top of your mind as we start the hour?
The Parkland students this week, I've been thinking about them quite a bit, and that's because it's just over a year since the Parkland school shooting in Florida. It happened on Valentine's Day of last year. But over the last week or so, there have been the apparent suicides of two of those Parkland school shooting survivors in 1 week. And that just underscores the need for mental health resources for all those that are still traumatized by the tragedy. News of both of the deaths spread really quickly on social media, and they sent waves through the community that is still obviously healing from something so tragic and traumatic. Parents, students, school officials, and other members of Stoneman Douglas community met on Sunday evening. The group discussed the need for awareness. They brainstormed what to ask their family and friends who are struggling and where to go for help. One of the girls that attended was Sydney Iao. She was a senior at Stoneman Douglas last year. She battled post-traumatic stress disorder. She died from suicide March 17th. Her funeral was last Friday. Then a second student from Stoneman Douglas died on Saturday night. He was a 17-year-old sophomore. So they're really trying to put resources out in the community for these survivors so that they can live a healthy and productive life instead of going in the direction of both Sydney and this young boy who passed away over this past weekend. I think it's a good reminder for us as a nation to think about this because we think about the community in the aftermath of a big event or a disaster like what happened at Stoneman Douglas High School. And I think then we kind of lose interest. Something else big comes along and we move on as a nation, and we don't think about the people who are still sitting there after the cameras pack up and leave town. And so it's a good reminder to keep these guys in our thoughts and to see how we can bond together as a country to provide some sources for those who are struggling mentally with this still.
It really is a national disaster, I don't know, national tragedy. It's just this whole business of gun violence.
And I think mental health, too. It's so overlooked. Yeah. It is so overlooked as a component in all of this stuff.
Dan Riedenberg is the executive director of the suicide prevention operation called SAVE. Said over the weekend, teens facing graduations, proms, other major life events, knowing that their friends will not be there due to the shooting can be traumatized or re-traumatized by the events. So in this circumstance, I think it's, I don't really know what to make of all of this. When I say I don't know what to make, I don't know what to make of who we are and where we are. It's confusing to me. Who is the typical American? What is a typical American like? Is there any such thing as a typical American? You know, the average good person who gets up, he goes to work, or she goes to work, or takes care of the children, they live a sort of normal life. I don't even know what a normal life is anymore. Do you? Are we so clouded by the news media that we lose sight of who we are and who our families are and who our friends are and what really makes? I mean, you see, never mind the business about Mueller and Trump and all that screaming stuff, but the whole focus on March Madness like it was everybody's biggest deal. It isn't. To me, I don't give a damn. And frankly, I really didn't give much of a hoot about Mueller's report other than I wanted to get beyond it so we can actually run the country and stop with this political shenanigans on both sides. Who the hell's running the country? You know, you can say Trump's running the country, but you know as well as I do, no matter how invested or involved you are, there has to be, even with somebody who seems to have a high tolerance for psychological pain like Trump does, it's got to get to you. This, all of this stuff has to get to you. And then how do you make your life normal? That's why I bring myself back around, Jennifer, to ask you.
And what's normal? That's
what is normal? What's normal? What is normal for you?
I think a lot of us pursue normal in an effort that is fruitless because what is normal? I always thought, oh, gosh, if only if I had the normal life. But then what is it? You know, what is the normal life?
Yeah. And so I found something that when it screamed out when I saw this, this is sort of, this speaks to normal. The business about a gun and who has guns, and especially women who are now, there are a lot of people who are, a lot of women who are buying guns and trying to figure out where to put them, where to hide them, where to wear them. So I guess when I wrote down the top of this story that I ripped out of a magazine. Jennifer, where do you hide your gun?
I have a gun safe, like a gun safe.
But do you carry it in your car ever? Would you ever stick it in your lingerie?
Here's why. I wish I could, but California, well, not California, Los Angeles County will not allow concealed carry. And so you have to have a concealed carry permit, and L.A. just sucks. Pardon my derogatory tone.
No, it's all right.
But they stink, and so I don't take it with me.
Mm-hmm. So there is this company that's main business is to make corsets for women to carry guns.
Oh, I'd carry one of those if I could.
Yeah. But there are, this is a big business. I had no idea that women are accounting for 23% of the $44 billion retail firearms market. Women are buying guns.
Yeah, it's protection.
Up 7% from 2010. So I wonder, and this is a lot of these people are buying them for sports. The Sports Foundation says that a lot of women are shooting and hunting and going to these, what do they call them, gun ranges, and learning how to shoot guns. I've never been to a gun range. Have you been to a gun range?
Yeah, a bunch of times. Yep.
Have you?
Outdoor and indoor.
I did when I was a kid. Yeah, but I've never done it as an adult.
You should go. I'll take you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't
Jeff's
know.
Jeff's got a lot of shotguns and stuff, too. So what Does you he? Can do, what's really fun, is if you go out to the outdoor ranges, you can shoot clay pigeons, and that's fun.
Right. Kara, would you like to go with us to the gun range?
I'm not personally interested in owning a gun, but most people I know who've been to a gun range seem to think it's fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd go. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
It is really fun.
Because I just went to a website called Well Armed Woman. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, but I know about a lot of groups for women specifically. There's one. There's a great outdoor range that's near my house. It's called Oak Tree in California, and they have a group of women that meet there. I think every single Wednesday, and it's only women, and they go out and they shoot and do all kinds of fun things. So, yeah.
I don't know why it seems foreign to me. It just seems foreign, although I had somebody that was close to me that really wanted to learn. We were talking about it a number of times, going to the gun range, learning how to shoot, that sort of thing, never did. But there are the sort of the cap of this, not only are there undergarments that are being designed for women to use, but there are now a new series of handbags that are designed to allow women to get their guns out within 2 seconds.
See, that seems much more practical to me than undergarments, because what do you do? Lift up your whole skirt and flash everybody in order to get your gun out? That doesn't... I would rather have, like, a band on my leg or something to put it in.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go, folks. Food for thought for those of you who are trying to find out what's underneath the skirt. There it is. It's a gun. Be careful. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save a lot of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. March Madness, speaking about cost. Apparently, employers are going to lose about $4 billion in office productivity. And this is, there are a lot of people who get into these things, the March Madness stuff at the office, and they don't even call it basketball fans. You got one of them in your office? Jennifer, is there a March Madness?
Not too much. No, I don't think so. I know we have a couple. I know Mike Gary likes basketball, and we'll probably be keeping in touch. I don't know if he does the full, like,
Jennifer's day
bracket.
Job is running CRN Digital in Los Angeles with her father. So what's going on at Radio America, Kara?
Oh,
I can't imagine
yeah.
there isn't some.
Oh, you guys do brackets.
Yeah. They've
don't
got
you?
One every year, and someone comes around and says, where's your $5? Fill out this bracket. I didn't this year. I got away with not doing it.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah. And I'm it's sure, weird. I mean, the guy who comes in after me turns the basketball games on and watches them during his show. So, oh, yeah, I'm sure people
but instead
are.
Instead of paying attention to running.
Well, I mean, he runs the show, but he also watches the game on
there
the side.
Wallet Hub says that corporate losses will equal this $4 billion because people paying attention to March Madness while they're supposed to be working. The average worker spends 6 hours on sports-related activities in the office during the span of the tournament. That includes things like watching the games, checking scores, chatting it up with coworkers. One survey called March Madness the third biggest tech-related office distraction next to texting and Facebook. Good God. Get a life. 21 after the hour. Who cares?
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour on the DJV program. Music time for this hour with Jennifer and Karen and I focusing on Diana Ross, the Diva, and that Central Park concert from 1983. I told you, one of my predictions is going to be a lot of movies, documentaries about either the real thing, like this documentary that Showtime is going to do, and then there's going to be a lot of movies. I bet you there's a movie about Diana Ross that somebody's working on. Anyway, Showtime broadcasting a live concert from Central Park. Go back to July 21st, 1983. That's when this took place. 800,000 people were there. The program went into the history books for a number of negative reasons. The weather was awful. Forced the concert to stop because of lightning. Showtime was also a new network at the time. Had a small audience in those days, so the program was not seen by a lot of people. But that could change as Ross celebrates her 75th birthday. Diana Ross, live in Central Park, have its first public showing on the big screen Tuesday night. Fathom Events, bringing Diana Ross, her life, love, and legacy to movie theaters all around the country. I'm not going to be free on Tuesday night, but I would see it if I could be free. I would go see it. I think it'd be kind of fun. They must be going to repeat it in some other. Remember, I went to the Elvis. There was the movies had the Elvis 68 comeback special. I went to see it in a movie house. It was kind of fun, actually, to watch it. So anyway, Diana Ross, her life, love, legacy, screened in movie theaters on two nights, March 26th and the 28th. What day is the 28th? Thursday, right?
Yep.
It's Thursday? Oh, maybe I can see it then. 7 o'clock local time. I might take that in on Thursday night. All right, so there we have that story. Now, next up on the Diva Report, instead of the music report, this is the Diva Report. Let's have some Barbara Streisand, Kara. After facing criticism for her remarks regarding Michael Jackson and leaving Neverland, Barbara Streisand has further elaborated on her thoughts. She released a statement over the weekend saying she's adamant that she doesn't condone the behavior Jackson is accused of perpetrating, Which, you know, all of this stuff, we've gone through this. I don't like talking about it, frankly.
I know, but she said something really stupid. She said something like he was just fulfilling his sexual needs or something like that.
Yeah,
so
that's not
why
smart.
She had to. Yeah, that's why she had to back it up. Like, just don't talk about it. I don't understand why everybody's got to say something about everything.
I mean, the thing that was worse than that to me was, I guess at some point in the documentary, they had expressed, the two men had expressed that they were excited to be with Jackson. And so she said they were thrilled to be there, but now they're married and have kids, so they're fine, so it didn't kill them. I'm like, you can experience abuse and still go on to have a family. Doesn't mean that you're okay or that the abuse was okay.
She tried to crystallize her thoughts by saying there's no situation or circumstance where it's okay for the innocence of children to be taken advantage of by anybody. The stories these two young men shared were painful to hear, and I feel nothing but sympathy for them. So, anyway, she said she felt bad for the children. Parents were culpable. I blame, I guess, the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him. No, okay, you know, maybe a little bit, but come on. There's more to it than that.
Stand up for your friend. I understand. We all want to stand up for our friends and family. I get that. But there's a way to do it without victim shaming. I think it's probably the best way to go.
Right. She said, I didn't mean to discuss or dismiss the trauma the boys experienced, Jennifer. Like all survivors of sexual assault, they'll have to carry this with them for the rest of their lives. I feel deep remorse. I hope the James and Wade know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking the truth. Why would they care? Why would James and Wade care what Barbara Streisand said? Does anybody, really, honestly? Come on. These people who are so self-important. 28 at the hour on the DJV program.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey. Cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The charges first announced in Los Angeles included wire fraud and bank fraud. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
On his Twitter account, Mr. Avenatti describes himself as, quote, attorney, advocate, fighter for good. But the allegations in this case describe something different. A corrupt lawyer who instead fights for his own selfish interests.
Federal prosecutors in New York charged him with trying to extort $20 million from Nike after the company refused to pay him to conduct an internal investigation.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, let's send out the clear message that things are open here. We're open for business on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is off this week. A lot of things going on in the sort of, the disaster. We're in the disaster zone instead of, well, there are two kinds of disasters, at least. They're the man-made kind and the natural kind. There was a report released last week by the Department of Homeland Security. The Inspector General found FEMA had given the personal information of 2.5 million Americans to a contractor that helps find temporary housing for those who have been affected by disasters. Those affected include survivors of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Maria, and the wildfires, Jennifer, in California last year and the year before. FEMA violated federal privacy laws and Homeland Security protocol by giving the contractor information it wasn't supposed to do. Street addresses, bank information, social security numbers. Good God. The contractor also reportedly was aware that FEMA provided too much data but failed to get back to them and say, well, you're giving me too much stuff. You're giving us too much stuff. FEMA said it began taking corrective measures since it became aware of it. Yeah, what? Did they do anything right there? Seriously, am I too critical of them? This is the weakest, other than the VA, I think FEMA is probably the weakest of all of the federal agencies. Yes or no? Am I on solid ground here?
You know, I honestly couldn't give you a well-thought-out answer because what I've seen from FEMA, and it's been a lot lately because I live in California. We've had wildfires. We've had a lot of things. I've seen their response to be pretty good and pretty swift. But I don't know. You hear the horror stories all the time from some people who don't have that same experience. So I won't comment, but I'm sure they could always be better. I could say that.
Well, I guess that when I open up the book on incompetence and, you know, how I often talk about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, especially in the military, at Department of Defense and over at the Pentagon because they want to have a bigger budget and they waste so much money. So I found a couple of examples here for us to chew on. Apparently, so far this year, the Pentagon has wasted $1.2 billion in improper, that's the quote here, improper payments, that is, they've paid out to organizations or to companies that haven't documented the bills. They haven't had approvals from the upper echelon, if you will. And that is in addition to the $400 million that was paid to people in Afghanistan in cash last year. And nobody knows who got the money, what they did with the money. This is the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, all. This is actually, because a lot of people are saying the same thing that I am saying, there was a comprehensive audit, and it was the first time since 1990 Congress demanded that we get to the bottom of what's going on with the Pentagon and the books, mostly because they'd seen things like the Senate Finance Committee found that the Air Force purchased coffee cup warmers and
just
paid
the money. Right.
$1,280 a piece for them.
Right, because they have money in their budget, and if they don't use it, they won't get it again, so they spend it on junk. That was one of the insults for Trump early on, is that there were all these positions left in the State Department. If you remember that, he was hammered for not being able to fill the positions, and they said, oh, he just can't find people that are willing to work with him. He had purposely let those go because you didn't need them. And I think, I actually, as a Trump supporter, I'm disappointed we haven't made more cuts, because I think that's one thing that a Republican president really needs to do.
Yeah.
And it's my belief that if he gets elected for a second term, that's when you'll start to see more of the slicing, because unfortunately, voters don't like to see the cuts. They think they like to see them, but then when they start to feel them in entitlements and things, they don't like that so much. But it's something that really needs to happen. We are so overbloated, and
it's ridiculous. Between 2014 and 2018, the average price for a gallon of fuel for the Pentagon overseas was $29.30 a gallon.
We need to, you know what we need to do is change the budgeting process. Because, right, and it's the same thing locally, like in the schools. My mom used to complain about it all the time. Instead of asking the teachers what they needed every year, they would just be handed a list of items. So my mom, who was an English teacher and a drama teacher, would end up getting handed like 10 kickballs. And she never needed kickballs. She needed more books. And so there's this disconnect with the budgeting process where they just live and die by their line items. Mm-hmm. If the Department of, whatever it was, Department of Defense, didn't need anything that was going to cost however much those coffee warmers cost, let them return the money without being penalized next year. Because the thought is, if we don't use it this year, we might need
it's
next year. We're not going to be able to get it.
And so you and I,
let's
taxpayers,
just let them be honest.
And everybody who's listening who's a taxpayer, why aren't you up in arms about this?
Right.
It's
let's
your
just
money.
Say, you know what? We don't need this money this year, so guess what? We're going to hand it back to you. But can we push it forward so that we're going to be able to make those same choices again next year? And I think if we were honest about it, it would just make so much more sense. Instead of buying stupid things we don't
need. We need to start. We can't keep paying these tax bills. We can't.
No.
One of the things that is a focus of a lot of people around the world is what England is going to do in terms of getting out of or operate. I don't even know where we are with Brexit now. A lot of protest organizations over the weekend. A million people marched through central London to call for a second Brexit referendum. They want to put it to the people. Prime Minister May has been struggling to solidify a plan, and now along comes my pal Uri Geller, who, when he lived in Sonning-on-Thames, which is outside of London, he has a home. Have you sold that home yet, or you still own that home?
Hi, Sam. Doug, how are you?
I'm all
right. Doug?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. Listen, everything, no, my house is still there, but we have been living in Israel for 2 years. And the whole controversy is about a letter, an open letter that I wrote to the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who I know, who actually visited my house 3 years before she became Prime Minister. And I basically bombarded her mind to become the Prime Minister, which she did. And now I'm asking her, I'm pleading with her, to give the people in the UK another chance to vote, because they voted. The first vote was to leave the European Union, which is a drastic mistake. It will cause chaos. It will cause economical imbalance. It will the pound will drop. Young people will suffer. And the reason it was they chose to leave was because they weren't educated. They didn't know what the hell they were voting for.
Right.
You won't believe this, but some people voted because they thought that physically UK will move away from Europe and they'll have better weather. Can you believe that?
Yes. We're talking to Uri Geller, who is the mentalist, and his life and times have been documented by so many different things. He's been very active. Well, he's always been very active. He and I have been friends for 25 years. He now lives in Israel, which is his native land, but he lived in America in the 70s and in England in the 80s and the 90s and up until about 2 or 3 years ago. So this is something near and dear to him. So you got a lot of attention around the world over the weekend with this letter that was picked up by the news media, basically suggesting that you want to, well, why don't you explain what it is that you're suggesting, not only for Theresa May, but the people who live in England.
Yeah, basically, the letter really went through. I mean, it was even in the New York Times, believe it or not. But basically, yeah. What I'm asking the people in England to concentrate telepathically, you know, I believe that. I showed them the CIA documents that where they say that I demonstrated my powers in a convincing and unambiguous manner. And I tell them, look, I believe that the human mind, especially when we're all united, we can influence Theresa May's mind, and we can make her understand, convince her that we should do another vote. There's no doubt in my mind that if she allows another vote, our people will vote not to leave the European Union. There's no doubt in my mind. So at 11:11 a.m., 11:11 p.m., I've asked everybody to concentrate and convince her to give another chance. Basically, that's a story. And people consider this to be a very bizarre letter. Maybe it is. But I believe in my powers. I believe in the united extrasensory perception of, say, 5, 10, 20 million people. You know, they even signed over 5.5 million people signed a petition to revoke the exit. They want her to totally get out of this and not revoke it. So that's why the controversy, and I'm just bewildered, and I'm puzzled how such a letter that I tweeted went worldwide into thousands of newspapers around the world.
Well, it's typical. I think you've got a lot of energy and a lot of support. A lot of people understand what you're all about, and if they don't, they can go to urigeller.com and see what you're all about. So you're thinking about. So 11:11 every day this week, 11:11 in the morning, 11:11 at night. How many days are you suggesting people do this?
10 days until the crunch hour comes, which I think is in about 9 days' time.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's at April 12th, I think it is, maybe. She has till April 12th to either make a deal for the departure or leave the trading block without one, and that's not acceptable to most people. All right, Uri, good job. Good to have your information. Good to have you pushing the thought. The thought mechanism is what's important for all of us. We all have to think and do. Uri Geller here on the DJV program at 45 past the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so here's, I want to go back, and thanks to Uri Geller for updating us on the Brexit thing. But before that, we're talking about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Listen to this, Jennifer. I just found a couple of more while we had a couple of commercials there. You know, the Black Hawk helicopter has been the most visible in the Middle East. They cost $39 million apiece. There are 40 of them that are missing. Nobody knows where they are. Defense Department.
How do you have that go missing?
Hello.
Black Hawk down.
Yeah. The Defense Department's computer reported to Congress that 40 of these did not appear in the Army's property asset tracking system. They don't know where they are. They have no idea where these things are. And then the Air Force spent last year $10,000 apiece to replace toilet seat covers on the Galaxy military cargo planes. $10,000 apiece. There you go, folks. Your tax dollars at work. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Tom Kreidler, who along with Leslie Segretti hosts the Money Pit. It's rated at the top of the heap. Weekend programming is all about help. A lot of it on good talk radio programs around the country. You have car shows and home improvement shows and health shows and things that will help you, because we all need a little bit of help. And when it comes to expertise, nobody's got any more than Tom Kreidler, who spent his life, he's devoted his life, he's given his life to fixing your bathroom.
Yeah.
Or other things. I'm looking at the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. There's a picture of a guy in a bathtub putting up tiles.
Yep.
And he looks very, the stern look on his
he's
face.
Very focused.
Focused. So what do we, is this something you can do yourself? Have you ever retiled anything? You?
Yeah.
Tommy the K?
I have, absolutely. You know, bathroom renovation in general is a project where typically you're going to want to hire a pro, especially if you're moving fixtures. So, if you're moving, say, like I had a bathroom that we did here in our house that had a tub, and it was on the first floor. And, you know, we really didn't need another tub, so but we did need storage. So we went to a shower, and we were able to pick up a big sort of storage area as a result of doing that. So that kind of major work, you almost always need a pro to help with. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the finish work, you know, putting the walls up and the tiling and the flooring, that's definitely something that you can do yourself and therefore save some money in the process. So, yeah, tiling actually is, you know, one of those projects. And there's lots of tools and equipment out there and techniques that make it easier than ever.
I'll never forget, my father and I retiled the floor of the bathroom upstairs in the house. And he was not handy at all. To say that right. He knew one end of a hammer from another was that was extreme. But he decided, because I think I was 14 at the time and I was pretty handy, that I could help him do it, which meant I was doing it. So we did. We raised the floor. We set we set a little sort of a frame around right. The two bathroom doors, poured in the concrete, and then put the tile on top of it. And actually, it turned out pretty well.
That was a pretty major project for somebody who wasn't really handy. That's what we call a mud floor, and that is not easy to do.
No, it wasn't. The tile was all over
the place. I bet you that floor is still there today. I mean, those floors last
forever.
It
probably is, yeah. Right. You know, that reminds me. I've always wondered, and I think you and I have ever talked about this, what right. Your tool chest looks like. What is Tom Kreidler, who is a self-avowed and professed home fixer-upper, what do you have for tools? Describe your toolbox, whether it's stuff you have to use your hands, electronic, whatever stuff. What's the main gear in your toolbox?
You know, just like anybody's, Doug, I mean, you have screwdrivers. I use a combination screwdriver. I use adjustable wrenches. I use pliers. I use different types of pliers. You know, we use everything that's like a water pump plier down to sort of a traditional, a smaller plier. And what I have to kind of fight is toolbox bloat, because invariably there's going to be a time when I need, you know, another hammer, and now I got two hammers, and then for some reason a third hammer jumps in the box, and, you know, after a while, like, darn, this toolbox is getting heavy. In fact, you know, a few months ago, I think it was in the fall, I picked the toolbox up and the handle fell off. I'm like, ugh. I guess I got to figure out what I don't need.
Get something you can
anymore.
Push around. Well, I have I carry my tools in my truck. And there's you'd laugh if you saw the assortment of tools that I have all over there, because I need them when I'm on the farm,
right.
Fixing stuff when I'm out in the field.
And you never know what you're going to need.
No, exactly. So I want to
have always carry way more than you need.
Yeah. And the electric stuff is becoming more of a usable. If I have something that's serious, I have electric tools. I wonder what you have. Do you have a separate box for all of your electric? Because they're gizmo gadgets for everything now.
Well, you know, it's nice that I'm getting almost totally away from wired power tools. Most of the power tools I have now are battery powered.
Yes.
And battery technology, the brushless motors have given you so much efficiency that you can actually, you know, get a pretty good work day out of battery powered tools. Everything up to, you know, even like a 10 inch combination miter saw, you know, you can run that off a battery.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had one of those from the works, I think, last year or the year before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about. What about now the at the Money Pit newsletter this week, you have tips on how to grow a beautiful lawn. You want to spend a half a minute on that for us?
Well, you know, now is the time when you want to work on getting that lawn good. And, you know, the first thing to think about is the soil. You need to check the pH level in that soil, because if the dirt isn't good, mm-hmm. nothing's going to grow there.
Right.
You want to choose the best grass type. And, you know, you can grow a lawn today with new seed that's designed to work with minimal pesticides. And you want to pay attention to those weeds, because nothing can destroy it quicker than the weeds.
All right, check it all out. Sign up for the Money Pit weekly newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.